Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer. I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a solman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Good evening, boys and girls. And I have some news that I would like to share with you. Our youth co-host, that was Kyle McLean Marks, on August 21st, was with us on the show with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. August the 11th, brave battle, and he passed away. Sadly, on Christmas Eve, 2013. And this is a show that we would like to share with you, his family and friends, for being with him and his great smile and his love for life. This is a show that we are bringing to you today.
Good evening. The Blake Radio Network joins with Aunt Jewel's of Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story to re-air a show that ran on August 11th featuring Kyle McLean Marks. Kyle, who fought a brave battle with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, passed away December 24th of this year. In memory of the show and in memory of Kyle, we are encouraging individuals to join or register with the Bone Marrow Drive. If you believe that you can contribute bone marrow or be a match to save a child's life, then we encourage you to go on the website www.bethematch.org. That's www.bethematch.org. And maybe you can save a child's life today.
So guest today is Kyle. Kyle, can you say hello to all the boys and girls?
Hello.
You hear that? He is giving us that baritone voice. Hello. And guess who else we have with Kyle? We have Kyle's mommy.
Hi, boys. Thank you. What a wonderful welcome.
That's our welcome for you and Kyle. And we're so glad that you're joining us because we're going to share with the boys and girls a lot of things that they may not even know. And I think that even their parents might not know. Does that ever happen to you, Dr. McLean, or either
sure.
Kyle?
There's always something new to learn.
We agree there is. But you know what we have to do, Kyle? Because we're inside and we're in New York and we have lots of friends even in California. And because it's getting to be dark, although it's still light because of daylight saving times, but in California it's even lighter. It's like 4:30 there. So it's so hard to get everyone to come. And Kyle, Starfish, I bet you Kyle is it really difficult to get you to come inside when you have your friends?
Yes.
What did you say, Kyle?
Yes, I like to play basketball.
Oh, and I saw you play basketball, and you're really good.
Thank
your friend
you.
Said that you were the best. I know. Well, you're welcome. Your friend said that you were the best. That is so great that your friends say that you're the best.
I try hard.
Well, that's the first thing. Starfish, isn't it? Trying hard.
Yeah.
What happens when you're outside and you're having a good time and your mom's saying, come on in, and having your friends to come on in. It's time to have pizza.
Ask for the 30 minutes, but she only gives me the 5.
I think we need a referee to blow the whistle. And Starfish, isn't it hard to get those kids coming in?
Boys and girls, come on, come on. I know you want extra 30 minutes, but come on, but we only need 5 more minutes. Maybe I'll give you a call.
Come on in. It's time to come in. We have so much fun when we're inside. We have games, and we have songs, and we have Kyle here, too, and his mom, who's a dentist. Come in. Is it hard to get Kyle to come on in?
Oh, yeah. As Kyle said, we always have,
Mom, can I get an extra 30 minutes, please? Which always goes down to, okay, I'll give you another 5 minutes. So we bark a lot.
He's already a lawyer.
Yes.
And you know the other thing that we have to do, because moms and dads and Nana and Poppy and aunts and uncles, when they're trying to get their boys and girls to sleep, they have so many things that they have to do. And sometimes you do them out of order. But in order to make sure that they're in order, we have to do what? Hear a bedtime list.
Oh, yeah.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
I know you did that.
Check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Check that off your list. I hug my daddy, hug my mommy, said my
Is that the list, Kyle, that your mommy usually does every day?
Yes.
And she probably, I know one thing that she does not forget, and that's brushing, making sure that you brush your teeth, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely, Aunt Jewel. It's so important to get a good brushing before we go to bed at night.
It is, and so why is it so important to you?
Oh, so after we have our supper, you must always give a good brushing before you go to bed. A lot of times when you want to go to bed, you want some milk and cookies. But if you're going to have milk and cookies, it's very important to brush all that stuff, those sugars, off of your teeth. And why that is? They cause lots of bad bugs and bacteria to build up in your mouth. So we want to brush it away. So even if you brush before you go to bed, if you have a cookie and a glass of milk, you're going to have to brush again. Otherwise, you can damage your teeth. So it's very important for moms and dads with their kids, before they go to bed and in the morning, to try and brush your teeth for at least 2 minutes. Most of my children, I give them a timer. Either the timer is on their toothbrush or it's a little sand timer. And so that helps to guide us so that we know how long we're actually brushing. I don't know how many of you have done timers before, but it's very important. It's important to remove all the bad germs off our teeth because we don't ever want to get cavities. Going to the dentist should be a fun time. What we
Kyle,
do is... Yeah.
I was just going to say, Kyle, how does your mom know all this information?
Because she is a dentist.
Awesome.
Boys and girls, doesn't she sound so friendly to be the dentist?
Oh, dentists are
go right
friendly
now.
It's a wonderful time at the dental office, especially if you don't have any cavities. We have a no-cavity club at my office, and you get 2 prizes that day if you have no cavities. So we try extra hard with all our patients to make sure they're in the no-cavity club.
Well, I know Kyle is probably in the no-cavity club. Right, Kyle?
Yes.
Right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad that and we're going to have a special treat, too, because this is a time that we're having this special show that talks about how much can you give when the price you are going to give is yourself. Just like what Kyle's mommy did. She gave herself and told us about things going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. And so it's also important that you eat nice, healthy foods. So that will help to limit the amount of cavities if you do get them. Let's hope you never get them. But the act of just brushing away whatever you eat, it doesn't matter if you're having milk or cookies or candy. All of them can cause cavities if they're left on your teeth and not brushed away. So it's very important, whatever you're eating, brush it off your teeth.
Wow. Boys and girls, look what we're learning today. Not only are we getting ready to go to sleep and getting ready to go to bed, but we're learning how to take care of our teeth. It's something that we've talked about every Sunday because it is a part of your routine, which the dentist has just told us why it's so important because I don't think it makes you feel very good when you have cavities, right?
Absolutely not. Having a toothache is a terrible thing. We don't like to see patients when they have toothaches. We like smiles in the office.
So we want to be able to prevent it.
Absolutely. And so one of the other things that's very important, boys and girls, is that you try to really limit the sticky foods that you eat. So the candies that are very sticky, or even like fruit snacks, or raisins.
Or gummy bears.
Gummy bears is another big one. Those are all big cavity people. They love to cause cavities in the mouth. So whenever you're eating anything that's really sticky, like raisins and gummy bears and cranberry, dried fruit and things like that, even though some of them are very good for you, they're not really good for your teeth. So brushing, no matter what you eat, is very important.
Well, Kyle, do you have on your favorite PJs?
What are your favorite PJs, Kyle?
My favorite are basketball PJs.
Oh, I know what he probably has a lot of, Starfish, don't you think? Because he has basketball PJs. He likes to play basketball with his friends. What do you think he probably likes to watch on TV? And what do you think he likes to do when he has extra time?
Basketball.
Oh, yes. That's a popular thing in our house.
Oh, good. Well, we're again glad that you're here with us. And I'm so glad that you're sharing all this information with our boys and girls, because they're going to be so much better, because their teeth will be sparkly, and not only sparkly, but they will not have any cavities if you follow the things that you said. Kyle knows,
well,
and we know.
For all the adults and the children as well.
Great. And we also will have a special treat, because, Kyle, you're going to read with your mom soon, and we should play a special song, don't you think? Because one of the things that we had you coming here is we wanted to talk about the little kitty that you saw on the show, a little kitty that was carrying, had a swab in his mouth, and we'll be talking about that. And
right into that topic.
Oh, good. And also, we're going to be talking about going to the hospital, because that's the book I think that you're going to be reading. And Kyle will be able to share with his mommy, and they'll both read it to us. So that, I think, is going to happen today, boys and girls. You're going to learn so much. You're learning about your teeth, and you're learning about, if you don't feel very well, what to be able to do, and you're learning about Kyle's mom, who's a dentist, and a very friendly dentist, too.
So much information.
It certainly is. You want to hear a song, Starfish? And Kyle, would you like to hear a song?
That would be wonderful.
Oh, great. And because Kyle has friends, let's hear a song about friends.
Friends and friends and really good friends.
You want to say a shout out to any of them?
Not really.
I think Kyle has too many friends. We would be here all night.
I know. I saw him already playing with the tons of them. He could have had a basketball team practically. So why don't we say, because I think that friends make you feel really good, why don't we hear Bill Withers talk about Lean On Me? Have you ever heard that song?
Have you heard that song, Kyle?
I think you'll know it once you play it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, boys and girls.
Time to know. If you need a friend, call me. If you need a friend, if you ever need a friend, call me.
Okay, and we're going to be calling on Kyle and his mom to start on the story for us. Harry goes to the hospital. Because sometimes, boys and girls, we may not be feeling well, and sometimes we need to find out from the doctors and the nurses what exactly is happening.
So Harry Goes to the Hospital is a story for children about what it's like to be in the hospital by Dr. Howard Bennett. The night
that
Harry got sick.
Good.
The night Harry got sick, his mom made him his favorite dinner, macaroni and cheese. Harry got a tummy ache after one spoonful and told his mom he wasn't hungry. She knew right away that something was wrong because Harry wouldn't turn down macaroni and cheese in a million years. "Why don't you go upstairs and lie down?" she said. "One of us will be up in a minute to check on you." As soon as Harry got up the stairs, he started throwing up. He threw up so many times that it scared him because he had never done that before. His mom called the doctor to find out what to do. Dr. Walker said to take Harry to the hospital emergency room. That's where you go when you need to see a doctor right away. Harry had never been to the hospital and was scared about what would happen to him once he got there. His mom told him that the doctors and nurses would do everything they could to make him feel better. Harry hugged his dad tightly. "Are you going to leave me there?" he asked. "No, no, of course not," his mom told him. "The doctors will give you some medicine to make your vomiting stop. Your dad or I will stay with you until morning. You're okay." That made Harry feel a little better. Once they got to the emergency room, the first person Harry met was a nurse. She weighed him and took his temperature, just like the nurses did at Dr. Walker's office. She also gave Harry a special bracelet with his name on it. The emergency room was really busy. Doctors and nurses were running around. There were beeps and strange sounds coming from weird-looking machines. Some of them reminded Harry of his older brother's video games. There were also lots of people in hospital beds. It was more sick people than Harry had ever seen. It made Harry feel kind of nervous, but his dad explained that these machines help the doctors take care of sick people. "Where's Barney?" Harry cried. "Don't worry, he's right here," said his mom as she reached into Harry's overnight bag. Having Barney around always made Harry feel better. "Hello, Harry," said a woman with a big smile. "My name is Dr. Meadows. I'm going to give you a checkup like your doctor does in his office." Harry wasn't too sure he liked this new doctor. Dr. Walker always said hello to Barney and asked how he was feeling. So Harry's mom asked the doctor if she could check Barney too. "Is Barney sick?" said Dr. Meadows as she gently pushed on his tummy. Harry nodded his head and then looked down. "I think maybe you and Barney have a bad case of stomach flu," she said. "Your body needs some water to make you better." "How much do I have to drink?" asked Harry. "Well, we don't want you to drink because you'd probably throw up anything you swallow. So we have to give you the water through a tiny needle in your arm called an IV. Harry hugged Barney tighter and started to cry. He told his mother he didn't need an IV, and he promised Dr. Meadows he wouldn't throw up anymore. Harry hated all the new things that were happening. He just wanted to go home. Harry's mom cuddled Harry for a little while and explained that Dr. Meadows wouldn't give him an IV if he didn't need it. Dr. Meadows told him the needle part would feel like a sharp pinch, but it would only be in his arm for a few seconds. The part that stayed in his arm would be a soft plastic tube that let the water go into his body, and it wouldn't hurt at all. Dr. Meadows suggested that Harry's mom tell him a story to help him think about something else when she put in the IV. Harry closed his eyes as his mom told him a story about their summer vacation at the beach. The rolling waves crashed on the shore. The sun was hot, and the cool water felt wonderful when Harry jumped in the ocean. Seagulls soared overhead as Harry ran and played on the beach. Harry dug his fingers into the wet sand and buried his dad up to his neck. By the time Harry's mom was done with the story, Dr. Meadows had finished putting in the IV. The needle did not hurt a little bit, just like she said it would, but it wasn't that bad. She taped his arm to a plastic board so the IV wouldn't fall out. It felt sort of stiff to Harry because he couldn't move his wrist, but it didn't hurt him at all. Dr. Meadows talked to Harry and his parents. She said she wanted Harry to rest at the hospital for a day or two. That way, they could be sure he was feeling better. Harry didn't like the idea of staying at the hospital, but he was glad that his mom said she'd stay with him the whole time. He closed his eyes and went to sleep. When Harry woke up from his nap, his mom was sitting in a chair next to his bed, but his dad wasn't there. "Where's Dad?" Harry cried. "Oh, honey, he had to go home to be with your brother and sister. Grandma came over to watch them when we brought you to the hospital, but she needed to leave. Dad will be back tomorrow, but remember, I'll be with you all night." Just then, two new people came into the room. "Hi, Harry. My name is... and this is Sally Jenkins. Sally is a student. She'll be working with me to make you better." Harry didn't like having to meet so many people. Everything kept changing. He was glad that Mom was there, especially when she stroked his hair and scratched Barney's ears. "They aren't going to give me another IV, are they?" Harry asked his mom. "No, sweetie. The one you have working fine." Harry tried to be brave and lay still while the new doctors listened to his heart and pushed on his tummy. Even though he did what the doctors asked, Harry wasn't feeling very brave. The night Harry had trouble falling asleep. His mom asked him what was wrong. Harry said he was worried that he got sick because he hit his brother when they were fighting the other day. Harry's mom kissed him on the forehead and said that no one gets sick because of something they did or didn't do. She said, "It was no one's fault if a person gets sick." Harry smiled and closed his eyes. When Harry woke up the next morning, another new person was standing at the foot of the bed. He was carrying a tray filled with tubes. "Oh no," Harry thought. "Hi, Harry. My name is DJ. I'm here to do a blood test." Harry got nervous and hugged Barney tightly. "This is just a finger poke, so Harry, it will only hurt for a second." Harry believed DJ because Dr. Walker had given him finger pokes in his office, and they didn't hurt that much. But Harry was tired and didn't want anyone else bothering him. When DJ left, Harry felt thirsty, and the nurse gave him a cup of juice. He just took a few sips, and then he threw up. His tummy began to hurt a lot, so the nurse called Dr. Parks after he checked Harry. Dr. Parks said he wanted to get an x-ray of Harry's tummy to see what was making it hurt so much. Harry had never heard of an x-ray. Will it hurt? No, Harry. An x-ray is a special picture that lets us see inside your body. The one we use for tummy aches is called a CAT scan. The machine that takes the picture looks a little funny, sort of like a great big donut. But it won't hurt you, Harry wondered what cats were doing in the hospital. But Dr. Parker told him CAT scan was just a funny name that doctors use for a machine. Harry's nurses took him to the x-ray room in a red wagon. They had to go slowly, but the nurse said Harry could pretend he was a race car driver, speeding around the track. He made engine sounds and waved to the other kids as he went by. Harry thought it would be scary inside the CAT scan machine, but there was plenty of room, and the nurse talked to him the entire time. When Harry's CAT scan was done, Dr. Park said his tummy was okay. A few hours later, Harry's dad came back with balloons and a get-well card from his brother and sister. Harry liked that. Harry was thirsty again. This time, he drank some apple juice and didn't throw up. Harry liked that even more. Harry slept for a little while and woke up when a nice woman named Ellie came to see him. Ellie told Harry that she was a child life specialist. Her job was to play with kids to help them with their feelings about being in the hospital. How are you today, Harry? My tummy doesn't hurt anymore. That's great. I have some hospital toys that I wanted to show you. I've got a stethoscope, thermometer, a light, and even an IV. Lots of kids like to use them on one of our dolls named Dr. Bob. Would you like to try them out? Harry smiled and began to give Dr. Bob a checkup. After he listened to his heart with the stethoscope and felt his tummy, Harry reached for the IV. Most kids don't like getting needles because they're afraid they might hurt, said Ellie. Harry stuck the needle into Dr. Bob's arm and said, I'm sorry, Dr. Bob, but you're very sick and you need to get an IV. It will make you feel better. Ellie talked for Dr. Bob. Then how come it hurts? Ellie could see that Harry liked playing with the hospital instruments. She told him that Dr. Bob has gotten lots of needles, since most kids like giving him an IV. Harry played with his doctor tools for a long time. Not only did Dr. Bob get an IV, but he also needed a blood test, and he had to eat chicken soup when he really wanted a slice of pepperoni pizza. Dr. Park stopped by when Ellie left. He said Harry could go home in the morning if he didn't throw up anymore. That brought a big smile to Harry's face. Harry had a good night's sleep and woke up feeling much better. He even got to eat pancakes. After breakfast, the nurse came in to see him. Harry, I have good news, Dr. Parks said. You're ready to go home. I came in to take out your IV. Is it going to hurt when you take it out? No, Harry. It comes out so fast that it will feel like a tiny pinch. Do I get a Band-Aid when you're done? Absolutely. As Harry left the hospital, his mom and dad said they were proud of him for being such a brave boy. Harry smiled and felt very proud, too. He realized that a hospital doesn't have to be a big, scary place. Being a doctor is a good job. Harry thought, as long as no one throws up on you. The end.
Oh, that was so good, Kyle. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good job, Kyle. That was a wonderful book.
Has there been any experience like Harry? Did you even feel anything like Harry? Has that happened to you, Kyle?
Many of times.
Oh, what?
So, boys and girls, Kyle, we chose this book. Kyle chose this book with Aunt Jewel because this is very similar to what Kyle goes through on many days of the year. Kyle was diagnosed with an illness called leukemia. And leukemia is called a cancer of your blood cells. So inside your body, you have blood and you have bones. And inside those bones are where your cells are made. So in the bone, you can make what we call white blood cells or red blood cells or platelets. But when we have an illness called leukemia, we don't make the correct white blood cells that we're supposed to have. And so your body cannot fight certain infections. And so what happens is children and adults, when they have this leukemia, which is a type of cancer, they have to spend a lot of time in the hospital, and they have to get special medicine called chemotherapy. And so most of their chemotherapy is given sort of like through an IV, but a special IV that adults and kids will get. And because Kyle was diagnosed about 9 months ago, he spent a lot of time in the hospital. And so everything in this book, these are all things that Kyle has gone through, going to the emergency room and having lots of doctors look at you and taking special x-rays like MRIs and CAT scans and having lots of people poke and prod at you to try to figure out what's going to help to make you better. So Aunt Jewel chose this book for us because we have experienced it so much over the last 9 months while we've been in treatment trying to get a cure for Kyle's leukemia. But sometimes not all the medications work on certain people, and there's certain people that require extra special treatment. And this extra special treatment to cure an illness like leukemia is called a bone marrow transplant. And what happens is when you have a bone marrow transplant, you think of like draining all the blood in your body. If you're ill, they would drain all the blood and take out the blood that's not working correctly for you, and they would basically put a new factory into your body. So that would require somebody to donate what's called bone marrow to you. The bone marrow in your body is what produces the cells in your body. So when you have a bone marrow that's not working properly, you have to get new bone marrow. So what the doctors would do, and it takes very special doctors to do it, is they would drain your body, and they would put a whole new system in for you. So on Aunt Jewel's website, you'll see a little teddy bear with a Q-tip swab. And so in order for someone to be what's called a match for somebody who needs a bone marrow transplant, we first have to do testing on people. A lot of times, kids, they test the moms and the dads, and they test the brothers and sisters of the children or the adults who are ill, but sometimes they're not always a match for them. And so if your brothers and sisters or moms and dads don't match with you, then you have to look to your other friends and sometimes strangers to see if they match with you. So what Aunt Jewel has placed on her website is a special link where parents can go on and they can order special kits so that they can do a bone marrow match testing. It can be done at home, it can be ordered, and moms and dads can go on the website, order it, and actually do, it's a Q-tip swab, and you Q-tip your left cheek, and then you Q-tip your right cheek, and you put it in the envelope, and it gets sent to the lab. And so there's a special lab that holds all the information from everyone who does all these swabs, and it matches you up with somebody who might be ill anywhere in the world. And so your moms and dads can be somebody's superhero. Imagine if your mom and dad could actually donate their bone marrow and save somebody. How amazing is that? So we want to encourage all your moms and dads to go on that link and to request a kit and to just take a simple little cheek swab, swab their cheeks so they can help to save somebody. So we have little kids like my son Kyle who are waiting for a match. So we hope that moms and dads everywhere will go on the website and order a kit and do a simple swab at home. It can make a special day for somebody.
Right, to be a match. And matter of fact, that's exactly what the organization is called, Be the Match.
And it's awesome. It matches people all over the world. So let's say your mom or dad or even like your uncle or your aunt, if they match with somebody, it doesn't even have to be somebody in your neighborhood or your town. They could match with somebody in Australia or Africa or in on the island somewhere, and they would, mom or dad would have to go to their local hospital, and they would do, just like in the book where Harry got an IV, they would place an IV in mom or dad's hand, and they would try to pull some of the blood out of mom and dad's hand, and there's a special machine that would separate it so that it would separate what we call stem cells. So those stem cells would go to save somebody who really needed it. And then mom and dad would get to go home that same day and be able to have dinner with you. How amazing is that?
Very amazing.
So what we want to really make sure that people know that it's nothing to be afraid of. Your mommies and daddies won't get hurt during the process. All they're going to do is save someone else's life and be their superhero. And so you're going to have a mom or dad as a superhero.
Isn't that something? Now, boys and girls and moms and dads, how much can you give when the price is you and you can make someone better?
It is awesome, Aunt Jewel. And I know you and Starfish are doing an amazing job and bringing lots of interesting topics to this program. And so not only are the children learning, but the moms and dads are learning as well, which is so important.
Oh, it is. And I bet you Kyle probably met many friends in the hospital that at first he wasn't sure, but now they're his friends.
Oh, yes. Kyle has many friends from the hospital. The nurses and the doctors, they're like our family. We just recently spent 25 days in the hospital. That's a long time. We didn't leave at all. We spent in the morning, in the daytime, in the nighttime, in one room. So we get very friendly with all the nurses and doctors and the other kids who are in the hospital.
And also, boys and girls, that when he went to the hospital, he came back and his friends were still there that he had at school. So much so that they came over and even had pizza and played basketball with him, so they never forget.
Oh, no. And his friends are just amazing. They send cards and pictures, and they even, if they can, if everybody's feeling well, they can come and visit every now and then also if he's in the hospital. So we have a good time, and we try to stay connected with everyone. So there's never a need to feel really bad that you're going to lose your friends, because they're always going to be there.
And we even have a song about that, too. It's by James Taylor, and he talks about friends and how important they are to you. Would you like to hear that, Kyle? And also, our Dennis, Kyle's mommy. Here it is. You've got a friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kyle knows that every time his friends came to visit him.
above you should turn dark and full of clouds.
Are you sleepy yet, boys and girls?
And that old north wind should look in the blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name.
Blake Radio Network.
And you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will.
Kyle knows his mom and daddy is right there.
All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend?
Kyle's got lots of friends.
People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer? Hey, now all you got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. You got a friend. You got a friend, yeah.
Boys and girls out there, we have a new friend, Kyle.
Ain't it good to know you got a friend?
Oh, it's so
ain't
good.
Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you got a friend.
And we know that Kyle feels really good that he has friends all over, wherever he goes, because he is so talkative and warm, and he loves to share.
Sleepy time for Kyle now, too.
Oh, we're doing our job, aren't we, Starfish? Sometimes the mommies and daddies even fall off to sleep.
Sometimes they do.
They try to stay up, but it's really, really difficult for them to be able to keep those eyes awake.
Yes.
And we thank you so much for sharing how to take care of our teeth and also making us feel better about going to the hospital.
Oh, yes. So many wonderful people in the hospital to help us. And it's so nice when moms or dads can stay in the hospital because boys and girls love to have their moms and dads around. It makes things so much more comfortable.
And I think it also helps boys and girls out there, moms and dads, when you know exactly what to expect. So I think that when Kyle read that wonderful book and shared it with us, that he took a lot of the mystery out of going to the hospital.
Yes. Well, Kyle knows firsthand experience because we've spent so many nights and days at the hospital that this was just a wonderful book. It told us just about every experience at the hospital. The Child Life Specialist, you boys and girls remember that portion? That is a really fun part of the hospital. When you're in the hospital for more than a couple of days, you get to meet people who come to play with you. And they have everything from Xbox to PS3 and
PlayStation, board games, and fun games and clowns that come to you. It is wonderful. So they really make your experience that much better in the hospital. And that's their job. They get paid to come and play with you and
wow.
to make you when you're in the hospital. So that is just an amazing job. I need a job like that.
Really? And I bet you the boys and girls didn't even know that that even happens.
Yes, there's lots of, they're called child life specialists, and they are wonderful people. They make moms and dads very happy because they make the kids happy.
And when the kids are happy, everybody's happy.
That's right.
And I wonder, is Kyle sleepy yet?
Kyle? Kyle's little eyes are closing down. It is bedtime for Kyle.
Yes. And we also have a special song. We want to play that out before he gets ready to fall off to sleep. And Starfish knows that Karina Del Bailey Ray, that's our song that we always love because boys and girls, moms and dads like to see our children go to sleep. Because when they go to sleep, we know that they're resting and their energy will refill for the next day. And they'll be in dreamland where they can dream of all the things that they want to be when they wake up the next morning. And we want to thank you so much for being with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and also Starfish and all the boys and girls out there and sharing something that we didn't know, being able to have a swab and finding out that it doesn't hurt us and it's doing something good in return. So thank you for joining us, and Starfish will also, I think, will probably be playing us out on Karina Bailey Ray. You think that would be a good song to have the boys and girls listen to?
Yeah.
Right, and don't forget, be a match. And make sure you look onto our website
yes.
so that you can be able to take care and say hello to Kyle and send him some cards. Thank you
just
so much,
like
boys and
star
girls.
Across my sky, just like an angel on the wing. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands, wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Good night, Kyle's mommy.
Good night,
Aunt Jules.
Good night, Starfish. Good night,
good night. I think I heard another voice that said good night to us, Starfish.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for coming.
Boys and girls that are still awake, and moms and dads, Kyle is a fighter. And he now has tagged you to continue the match. So you can get your free donor kit at www.bethematch.org. And it does make a difference because during this draw, Kyle has, they found four matches. And they also have found a match for Kyle. So I think what you can do is make sure that you continue this fight. All you need to do is get the swab inside your mouth. That's all. And they'll be able to tell you whether it's a match. Kyle, he was so friendly and loved pizza. And at the hospital, he told us that it can be fun. And he also shared with us that you don't have to be fearful because they're there to help you. So thank you so much for joining us at Aunt Jules Bedtime Stories. And we want to say goodnight and also thank again the family for sharing Kyle with us and sharing his story that he read to us and his joy and his love for basketball. Good night.